I'm Joe Day, outside the Santa Fe County Building in downtown Santa Fe, and the County Commission has just decided not to decide a very contentious issue, a proposal for a gravel operation on La Bajada Hill. The board voted 5-0 to take the matter under advisement and did not set a date for a final decision. Opponents of the proposal were vocal in their disappointment.
Mariana Hatton.
What's your reaction to this?
It's disgusting. There's follow the money. There's something going on besides what we hear. There's something going on in these. This will be the third time they've gone into executive session, met out of the public eye, discussed who knows what, that they can't take a vote.
The commissioners had met for an hour and a half behind closed doors before announcing their decision not to decide.
They have had 2 months since the last hearing to review all of the materials that have been presented. The testimony that was presented today simply offered additional clarification on outstanding questions where they had been provided answers prior to it by both the Rural Conservation Alliance and by staff. So if they have not taken the time to review those materials ahead of time, then perhaps they should have postponed the hearing, or perhaps they should have scheduled yet another hearing. But the public deserves a vote on this.
I noticed the proponents were not here.
So did I.
What do you think that means, if anything? Do you think they knew? I'll ask you directly. Do you think they knew what was going to happen?
Everybody expected there to be a vote after this. So the fact that the applicants were not present to me is highly suspicious. So I don't know what to make of that. But I am shocked. I am truly, truly shocked that this has not come to a vote today.
What's your name?
Diane Senior.
I'm here with Matthew McQueen. Your reaction to this action today?
Really surprised. We're discussing, trying to predict how it might come out, and this was not one of the options we had considered.
You thought it would go either way, up or down?
I thought it was time to take a vote. I mean, I really thought they should have taken the vote back in June after 7 hours of public testimony, and I really thought they should have taken the vote today. The fact that they were unable to make a decision today in the light of so much, evidence that this is contrary to the general welfare of the county concerns me. So I'm worried that something else might be in play, that there's some other threat of litigation, some other argument, something going on behind the scenes that we're not privy to.
I noticed that the proponents were not here for the decision to postpone a decision, and one of the proponents had told me that he was going to be here for the decision. Do you have any comment on that?
I think you have to assume that the applicants have been in communication, in conversation with someone at the county about what's going on, and I believe there are ways that that can be done lawfully and in compliance with the Open Meetings Act, but it's still troubling that they didn't come back for the announcement, and certainly it would appear that they knew what the announcement would be before the commission was back in open session.
Later, I was able to talk with two of the commissioners, including Kathy Holian, who had made the motion for postponement. Commissioner, you made the motion to postpone a decision on the gravel situation. May I ask, what was the reason for that motion?
Well, I'm not really at liberty to give you detailed information about that at this time. I think it will become clear when we bring forward the case again at the upcoming meeting. As you heard, our staff feels like they can't commit to an exact time, undetermined at this point. I think that they do plan to bring it forward within the next month or two, though. We're not talking about years from now.
It would indicate to the general public and some of the opponents that the fact that you are doing this would indicate that there's some division on the Board of Commissioners.
I'm not at liberty to discuss that.
I have one more question. I noticed, and others noticed, that the proponents were not here for the rendering of the non-decision. And I'm wondering, is it possible that they knew what the action was going to be?
I think I can assure you that they did not know.
I also spoke with Commissioner Liz Stefanik. The decision to postpone a decision was, as you can imagine, not well received by some of the opponents. Can you give me an idea of why that decision was made?
This is such a complex issue. It's a serious issue for the county, and I believe the county wants to study how to make a decision that's going to safeguard all residents of our community.
One more question. I and others noticed that the proponents of this proposal were not here for the decision. Is it possible that they were in some ways aware of what action the board was going to take?
I don't think so. I think, in fact, the proponents felt overwhelmed by the number of people that were opponents. Regardless of how many people were here today, the number of people who signed petitions, it certainly wasn't a friendly environment.
Do you have a timetable on a decision at all, in your own mind?
I believe that we're going to be discussing this, if not in a couple weeks, then in a month. That doesn't mean a decision, but continued discussion.
At the Santa Fe County Building for KSFR News, this is Joe Day reporting.